Hey, Daily Shine listeners, it's Mara here. I'm one of the co-founders of Shine. We created Shine to make daily self-care easier and more inclusive for all of us. My co-founder and I met at work and really bonded over the fact that mainstream wellness often left us feeling left out. Our skin color, our body types, the things we struggled with, it often felt like it wasn't really being talked about in traditional meditation apps. We created Shine because we knew that there were millions of people like us around the world who wanted to feel seen, heard, and understood. We all just want accessible support for a few minutes a day that meets us where we are. It's why we built the Shine app, the first app that offers inclusive daily self-care support from morning to night. We have over 4 million members in 189 countries, and we would love for you to become one of them. For a limited time, podcast listeners can get 50% off their first year of Shine Premium. Head to theshineapp.com/50 to get started. That's theshineapp.com/50.
Welcome to your Daily Shine. The podcast meets meditation from the Shine app. Time to connect with yourself, the world around you, and what you want out of your day. Whenever I sit down to meditate, I always like to remind myself of this. There is no one way to practice mindfulness. All of our brains are different, which means that we all use slightly different entry points to this work. Some of our brains are chatty. They talk to us constantly, and quieting them is a challenge. For some of us, our bodies are louder. We may be easily distracted by a sound or sensation and struggle to relax into a deeper mind space. Some days we might just not get into it, and that is totally okay. Each of us is completely unique. And every day we come to this practice with a new set of life experiences. We are all different, and we are always growing. And that is good, and totally human. Whatever way you enter into this practice is valid. And by virtue of entering into this practice, you are taking steps to care for yourself in a healthy and generous way. And that's the best thing you can do for yourself, especially on days that might be overwhelming or stressful. Today, we are going to engage our breath and bodies through a practice called lotus breathing. I want to empower you to follow along in whatever way feels best for you today. And remember that there is no right or wrong way to engage in this practice. So find yourself in a comfy position where you're able to relax. Take a moment to gently close your eyes if that feels right, or soften your gaze. Take a deep breath in. And out. Take another deep breath in. And out. As you breathe, ask your body what it needs today. And whatever answer you get, go ahead and do it. Maybe you need to gently stretch, or rub a sore spot on your shoulder, or is your body asking for stillness? Instead of quieting your body, take the next few moments to indulge in whatever it needs, fully and without judgment, while maintaining a connection to your breath I'll give you some time. Wonderful job. Find your way back to your comfortable position. Let's take a deep breath here together. In and out. One more breath in and out. Wonderful. If you can, gently put your hands in front of you, palms up, or imagine the sensation of doing so. If you're seated, you can rest your hands on your legs and imagine that each hand is a lotus flower, open to the day, receiving light and nourishment from the sun. As you imagine this, breathing in that same warmth, that same nourishing energy. And then as you exhale, slowly close your hands, imagining the lotus flowers are closing for the night. Inhale again, see the lotus flowers open, feel warm daylight on your face, and then exhale. See the lotuses close as the moon rises and the world stills. On your own time, breathe in and out, opening your hands with every inhale, closing your hands with each exhale, as you visualize the lotus flower opening to the light of day and closing each night. I'll give you some time. Wonderful job. Release the image of the lotus flower and let your hands rest. Flip them so that your palms face down and find a moment of stillness. Just being here, listening to your breath. Great job today. Our body, mind, and breath are all intricately connected. When one is in distress or just especially loud, we can use the other two to find balance again and restore ourselves to a calm and centered place. Let's take a final deep breath together in and out. Repeat this after me, out loud or in your head. I am grateful for my breath, my body, and my brain. I am grateful for my breath, my body, and my brain. Take one last deep breath in, opening your hands wide. And exhale. Press your hands together either up in front of your chest or in your lap if you prefer. Softly open your eyes. Notice if you feel a little more whole. Notice the connection between all parts of yourself. Let that center you throughout this day. You got this. If you like today's meditation, know I have so many more waiting for you in the Shine app. Click the link in today's show notes to get started.